Welcome to Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality, a show designed to share spiritual insights with you so that you can comprehend the universe and how it functions. You are about to experience raised consciousness. This is a place where spiritual principles are shared with the goal of assisting you to expand your understanding of both the seen and unseen worlds. Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality helps you to discern the timeless truths handed down from wise sages through the ages from the airy-fairy nonsense that is being taught today. Now, here is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth.
Welcome to Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality, the radio show that disseminates esoteric knowledge and common sense spirituality. I'm Sharon Lynn Wyeth, the creator of Namology Science, which is the ability to know all about a person's personality and the soul's purpose simply from a person's name. Now, the beautiful inspirational music that you just heard is for the song called Shine by Dee Lamore, and you can hear more of her music by visiting dlamore.com, and that's D like Dave, L-E-M-O-R, M like in Mary, D-L-E-M-O-R.com. Shine is also available on all streaming platforms, and as you know, we always close our show with one of her songs. Our topic today is how some master guides are from the Old Testament, and what are master guides versus personal guides? Are there different kinds of master guides? And how are master world leaders versus how their roles are different from master guides? Would the one called Jesus be considered a master guide? And then if we have enough time, we'll go to how Elijah is a major guide, a master guide, and what qualifications one must have to become a master guide. And why would anybody want that role, and how does it benefit religious people? Okay, our special guest today is Susan Klopstein. And Susan Klopstein is a soul scientist, a psychotherapist, a spiritual healer, and founder of Soul Science. This process begins with therapy itself. Susan graduated summa cum laude with an MA in clinical psychology from the National University of Irvine, California. She's dedicated more than 20 years to developing and mastering her soul well-healed techniques, which identifies the experience, wealth, and knowledge experience. Her psychic abilities are off this chart, and what she's able to pull up is just amazing. I have known Susan over 30 years now. I have recognized her unequivocally that entire time. I have just seen her work miracles in people's lives. She's also the former communications and marketing manager for America. Won awards for her national advertising campaign and the book Voices Next campaign that helps inform action. She has an annual budget and enterprise launch of 15 new utilizing. Susan also uses business experience people with their. I mean, it's the whole gambit you can get with Susan. So, Susan, thank you so much for taking your time to join us again.
Thank you. Thank you for such a sweet introduction. I really appreciate that.
Well, you know, how long I've known you, I can't sing your praises off. And like, I recommend you have any issue there that you can call it. Oh, go to Susan. So, Susan, starting with these master guides. What are master guides versus personal guides? Let's start there.
Well, master guides are guides that really have specialization in the sciences. There are about 26 different types of sciences in terms of the heavenly plane to the earthly plane. And a master guide is a master guide of one or more of those sciences. You know, it's really interesting because all people have guidance with them. In fact, we already know many of our guardian angels, many of them are family members. We know many of our guides and our master guides. We don't typify them that way. We've been taught many of their stories directly from the Old and the New Testament of the Bible and the Torah. And there is an organization of guidance as we understand it. And so maybe we can explore how guardian angels, guides, master guides, and a unique kind of guide, master world leaders, work with us to guide us in our lives while we're here on Earth. But I wanted to divulge just a little bit into explaining that all beings incarnate with a purpose and a life plan, right? And there are three major purposes, just in case the audience has not heard this, right? To heal karmas and Akashic records. So biblically speaking, there are debts of omission or commission, the things that we did or failed to do that hurt us or hurt others or hurt our relationship with God. And we're here to heal and learn from these debts of omission or commission. And then secondly, we're here to help others, our family, our spouse, our children, our friends, our work associates, to sustain them physically and emotionally as they work to complete their karmic debts or their Akashic records. And we're also here to work. And some are learning to work. Some are learning progressive stages of their work. A biologist may be learning to be a master scientist. A teacher may learn to be a master teacher. And still others are master teachers, and they're here on mission. That 1.2% of the Earth's population, or as you said, we're working toward 2% of the world's population. And in your client base, literally 72% are on mission. So you see a lot more of this. But our purpose here, it's really critical. It's critical for our healing, for our growth, for our, the evolution of our souls. And it is why we're here. It's why we're supported by the breath of life, the infusion of life force energy, the gold cording of God. And in order to achieve that life purpose, we need a plan. In fact, the life plan is so important that it's replicated on the palms of our hands, on the bottoms of our feet, in the omega body, 2 feet below our feet of our homes, literally, and in the etheric body. An example of Jesus reading the sins of the men in the square before they stoned the woman for adultery. He was reading the record of some of the purposes and the sins that, and the karmic issues that some of these people had that were records held in their etheric body. And there's a blueprint that exists in the core of America, known as the Americas, known as Shambhala. And the blueprint is an encoded diagram that it documents the soul's evolutionary purpose for incarnating on Earth. So the most important issue here is the reality that we need help to complete our life plan so that we can achieve our purpose and our purpose of incarnation. And that help must come from a guidance team, because they're aware of all nuances and all sacred covenants and contracts with our records. So I just wanted to kind of preface this with the speaking about guidance, with why they're important, and the fact that even people that incarnate from the void, for instance, or a place of purgatory where they're rejecting God, even those people have guides. Everyone has guides. Isn't that amazing?
Well, it's really nice that everybody knows that they're not being left out. You know, that's important, that they have not been forgotten.
No one is. Everyone has a purpose here. Whether they achieve their purpose, you know, that's a whole different conversation. But everyone has help here. And the first aspect of that help is really to keep us alive. And that's the work of our guardian angels. And the guardian angels are usually huge angelics of Archangel Michael's realm. And they include like the silver ray angelics, which guard all people, the blue rays, which guard people such as indigo rays and crystalline rays, people that are here to raise the vibration of humanity. And the gold ray angelics are here to guard people who are mission of God and mission of master world leaders. Mission of the Messianic Promise, for example. They're huge. They're huge, vigilant, large, powerful beings. And I wanted to mention them because I see them all the time. I see them on all four corners of automobiles. I see them guarding corners of homes and offices, guarding driveways. I even see them standing around golf carts, and they don't talk much. But they're all around us.
Okay. And so can somebody... personal guide be somebody else's personal guide also, or is it a one-on-one ratio?
When you're talking about angelic guides that guard the body, it's usually almost a one-on-one ratio, although whole teams will go to someone else in need, right? If the Pope is not traveling, many of his teams will go to someone else and guard them when he's not going out of the church or out of his home environment. Does that make sense?
Right.
But when you're talking about guides, now a guide who is a master ascended guide of a science, oh yeah, he will guide a number of people at one time, definitely. Tesla, right now, is a great example of a guide. He's a master guide. He is a specialist in both electrical sciences and mechanical sciences, right? And he's guiding many people on Earth at this time.
Well, that's exciting about the, you know, our future for what he knew when he was here. So talk to us for a few minutes on how we have a master guide and how that master guide helps us to plan our incarnation.
A master guide will, firstly, you know, it starts with the realm that someone is born into, right? If someone, for example, is born into the violet ray, for example, and one of the master guides for the violet ray might be Archangel Zedekiel, right? And Archangel Zedekiel helps people cross over, all right? So he may have incarnated angelics on Earth, and maybe those angelics will be doing karmic issue for a number of years of their life. And then the plan is, gosh, you stop doing your karmic issues and your relationship issues at 53, and then you start sleeping a lot. And gee, during your sleeping hours, you're going to be helping a huge volume of people in earthquakes, in disasters, in traumas like 9/11 cross from Earth, where you are, onto the heavenly plane, right? So
okay,
that is planned before we come.
So do most people take care of their personal issues up until age 53 and then switch over to assisting their master guide with some bigger plan? Or is the entire life all on personal issues for some?
Some people are here just to heal karmic issues all the way through. However, they may have a master guide, a guide, for example, or a master guide, which both can specialize in certain sciences, work with them to say, in this lifetime, you're going to learn to be a better chemist. And in order to do that, you're going to work as a pharmacist. And so we will guide you through pharmacy school. We will guide you through becoming a pharmacist, and then you will supervise other pharmacists, and in that way you will ascend. But you're not going to be a master scientist in this lifetime. You're going to be working on 7 different relationship issues and 2 different 20-year karmic issues. And do you see? So their life is not, some people's lives are not focused on the work of a master guide or a master world leader, but they're still advancing.
Right.
I see that the guides and guidance take a lot of time to help people advance, no matter what.
So they're even helping us during our lifetime and not just in the planning stages.
Oh, no. They help us all through our lifetime. Absolutely, all through. In fact, one of the fun things is I used to watch some of the guides for the kids in my Cub Scout troop, right? And one of them had a chemist guide, and another one had a biologist guide, right? One was going into animal sciences, and one was going to go into chemistry and pharmaceutical work, right? And so these guides were already working with them, even though my little Cub Scouts were only in 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th grade. But they already had guides, you know, focusing them and honing them for what they were going to do later in life. I thought it was fascinating.
We know Jesus, is he a master guide for many or for a few, or how does he fit in?
I didn't hear the first part because you're cutting up. Who are you referring to?
The one that we call Jesus.
All right. When you're getting into Jesus, I'll go back over a few, okay? Melchizedek, who was head of what the religion essentially called the Law of One, the religion of Atlantis. Moses as head of the Jewish faith. Jesus as head of the Christian faith. Buddha as head of Buddhist. Rama and Siddha, heads of the Hindu faith, for example, right? You're talking about master world leaders. And an individual is born into a certain religion. And that religion has a framework of certain belief systems that that person is going to work on and develop over the course of a lifetime. And generally speaking, master world leaders are assigned before birth, and master world leaders will stay with that individual frequently through a number of lifetimes. So, for example, and people have different numbers of master world leaders depending on what types of religions they have been a part of in a past lifetime. So I'll have clients come in and maybe they're Christian. And so Jesus is standing in the right in front of me talking, but behind him might be Moses. And sometimes I'll even see Allah in the distance. He's got a hand over that session because that person has been Muslim in a past lifetime and they are still loved.
I'd like to know more about Master Guides and also Elijah as a Master Guide right after this break. Stay tuned.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Susan Klopstein created an incredible spiritual practice called Soul Wealth that releases blockages from your life. Curses, trauma, karma, old commitments and contracts dissolve. Significant health issues, negative beliefs, unhealthy relationships, and destructive behavioral patterns simply fade away. All of the obstructions that no longer serve you on your life path simply dissipate, making possible a more joyous, fulfilling life. Contact Susan Klopstein at soulwealth.com for a most loving, spiritual soul wealth session.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back to Luminescence, Common Sense Spirituality. My guest today is Susan Klopstein, who's just an expert on master guides and different kinds of guides, and you are with Sharon Lynn Wyatt. Okay, Susan, so we'd like to know how Elijah is a master guide.
Elijah steps in when there is a dearth of incredible darkness on earth. You know, think about the, I believe it's 2 Samuel, so the time of Elijah on earth, and how he paved the way and prophesied the coming of Jesus. Then later on, we have a crowd asking Jesus, who is John the Baptist? And Jesus literally replied, if you will hear it, if you will receive it, he is Elijah who is come. So if John the Baptist always serves as a forerunner of the Lord, and therefore when Jesus later speaks in reference of John the Baptist, he refers to him as Elijah come already. He always announces the coming of the Messiah, and that's what he does for God. He is always a crier in the darkness.
So is Elijah on the planet today?
That's a great question. When I look into that, I know that most of the disciples are here today, but I don't get that Elijah is. And it may be that Elijah will do a walk-in. Remember, Elijah is an exceptionally ascended soul. So if there is an individual that would invite him in, he may do a walk-in when it comes time to do his mission and announce the coming of the Christed, being Christed one. But do you know if he's here today? I don't get that he's here today. Do you know?
I've never asked. I'm getting out of the way right
now. Yeah. See, I've met a lot of the disciples that are kids right now. They would be in the area in the age of teenagers right now. But I've never come in contact nor heard of the advent of Elijah being with us today.
So, what are the qualifications if somebody? Master guide, what would be the qualifications? What would they need to do to get there?
Firstly, I don't know that you can do anything to be a master world leader. You can become a master guide certainly by acquiring mastery in one of the sciences, or two or three of the sciences. And we have many people on earth that are in that mode of truly becoming a master. You know, Bill Gates, a master in electrical sciences as well as computer sciences, would be an example of that. There are others that a master guide. Donald Trump is a master guide. He's a master of what I would call King's Council. And King's Council are individuals that are assigned to take responsibility to manage tremendous financial resources on Earth.
Okay, so that brings me to another whole question, Susan, on master guides, because when you mentioned Bill Gates, okay, it just sparked a question for me, and that is, do master guides, even though they're really talented and gifted in some area, are they necessarily working on behalf of humans?
No. Sometimes they're working on their own behalf. Sometimes they're working, they started out on behalf of humanity and shifted it to their own perception, whether that's accurate or not. I've seen it both ways. You know, there are clients, people that I won't work with for that reason. Sometimes I just feel like they are exceptionally powerful, but not necessarily willing to work in the way that God has placed them here to work.
Okay, interesting.
It's a choice. This is, we are here in full and free choice, right?
Right. Yeah. So in other words, I was just thinking that some people might think, oh, well, that's a master guide. So they immediately give their power away to a master guide. But that's not a wise thing. It's always wise to keep your own, right?
It is never wise, nor is it ever productive, to give your personal power away. You're here for a reason. You have your own sacred covenants of what you are to do, your own special contracts, your own life path, your own life purpose. And it is not to be usurped by any other individual. And it's not to be overridden by any other individual. And you are held responsible for not allowing someone else to do that. Do you know what I mean? Some people have tremendous curses or darkness with them that have nothing to do with their own ordination whatsoever. And so, you know, to do what they can to clear that, you know, and certainly it influences them why they're in process. But we can pray to God to have that release from us so that we stand on our own life path, our own life purpose, our own intention. You know, guidance is fascinating because guidance helps us in all the ways that we pray for it, you know, in all the ways that we could. And they do everything that they can to keep us safe. You know, if I were to look at some of the guardian angels of the CIA reps that I've worked with, they may have 50. Of the FBI operatives, 70 is not uncommon. I tell you another one that will make you laugh. A little boy will average 26 guardian angels or guides at any point in time, and a little girl averages 6. and it's just because little boys are just so on the go. And I can stand outside on the street and hear a guide say, no, don't climb that tree. It's way too high. No, Nintendo's in the tree. You're not supposed to climb across the park. Uh-oh. Here we go again. And they surround them because their lives are so important to God. Our lives are important. So to give our life, our path, our purpose away for someone else to control, it's just not appropriate. And, you know, we have whole angelic rays that help us, right? The red rays are teaching physical vitality and intimacy and survival. They guide 3- and 4- and 5-year-olds in how to survive, and especially teenagers in how to survive. They're first responders in assisting people to survive. They absolutely fill hospital emergency rooms to guide doctors and nurses in treating the needs of patients. Guides of the orange ray, they guide people in being part of a family, coping with family relationships and groups, and bridge family into work and community relationships, teaching people how to work, that they're not repeating their family of origin issues, right? And guides of the yellow ray, they teach identity and self-esteem and interpersonal balance, and they help us identify our gifts and talents and skills and communicate that. Really, there are so many guides and
so
people to help
question.
Us.
What if you don't think your guides are doing a very good job? How can you get them to do a better job on your behalf?
Great question. You know, one of the simplest ways to do that is to write a goal list every year, because guidance pulls out your goal list and looks at it. It's concrete. The second way to help your guides be effective is to pray. And be specific in your prayer, because that helps them to help you.
Does the wording matter when you're doing a prayer? Because I know that want and need mean lack. If you're asking that you want something, that it can be interpreted as you choose to continue to lack in that thing. So is the wording really important, or do they get it from the essence of what you're intending?
Well, they have their vocabulary, and want is one of those wacky words where when we say we want something, they perceive that we don't have something. You know, it's very ambivalent word. But if we say we desire this in order to achieve something, that's important to us frequently, they will assist. I mean, they want you to be happy. They want you to achieve your life path. They also want you to be happy. But there is another reality here too, and that is that some people need to request a new guidance team. I've had to do that for some clients for different reasons. One, maybe someone has had so much unexpected accidents and trauma that their existing team cannot be helpful to them. So they need a new guidance team. Others have transcended the guidance that were given to them. They've simply blasted through. They need a more ascendant guidance team that can help them with where they are today. Isn't that interesting?
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Okay, so I've got another question for you. I'd like to know really clearly how master world leaders are different than master guides. What makes
master
one fit in one category
world,
the other?
Okay, master world leader guide the ascension path of humanity. The ascension path of where their people are. Are their people doing their karmic issues and completing them? Are they praying for justice and receiving it? Are they growing spiritually? A master guide is a master in specific sciences. So maybe a master guide might be a master guide of farming sciences. And he can help a farmer achieve a more bountiful crop. All right? But he's not going to necessarily help a farmer achieve an ascended life path. A master world leader is an incredible spiritual leader. They're born master world leaders. They're assigned to be master world leaders, even if they have a very humble childhood and a humble path that is set in front of them. Usually, you think about a humble path, one of the benefits of that is it keeps the child safe, right? If the child is in a highly prominent household and very wealthy, then other people, the child may become a trajectory for other people, maybe at risk. So many of the master world leaders, if they ever incarnate, they incarnate in very humble circumstances, right? But a master world leader is always a master of millions and always oversees the spiritual evolutionary trajectory of that soul on earth, as well as provide input to the trajectory of the spirit in heaven.
Are all the master world leaders equal in power, authority, pathways back to God, whatever? So what I'm really asking is, does it matter if somebody is following Jesus as a master world leader or Moses or one of the others? Does it matter if which one they're following?
No, they are assigned that by God himself. They're assigned. It doesn't matter. God may have a criteria, right, of why he chooses for them to be born in a Muslim faith or why he chooses them to be born in a Buddhist faith. God has a purpose for that, why he chooses them to be in a Druidic faith, right? But he has a purpose, and yet in all paths, they're working their way unto knowledge and wisdom of the Heavenly Father. Yes, and what they personally are created, what personally created for him. And, you know, I also wanted to diverge in one other way, because I didn't want to mislead anyone. There are other kinds of master guides, master world leaders, right? So I'll give you some example. Let me see. Pontus is a master world leader of oceans. Poseidon is a master world leader of seas. Queen Uganda is a master world leader of the animal kingdom. St. Blaise is a master world leader of wild animals. Do you know what I mean? There are other types of master world leaders that but they're not master world leaders of humanity. Okay. Now, once in a while, I'll have a client come in that will have Queen Uganda on their team, right? And the reason for that is because they are they're going to oversee sustaining hippopotamus on Earth, right? Or they're going to oversee sustaining lions on Earth. So they may well have Queen Uganda or someone special like that on their Master World Leader team. But generally, Master World Leaders guide, they guide human beings. And there are other kinds. So they're really fun. So example, there's a Master World Leader in the area of living, if you will, such as St. Valentine's is the head of the Saumur Council. And Saumur Council guides soul partner relationships and sacred covenants of soul partners, right? Master World Leader of Sacred Covenant of Love Relationships, put it that way. St. Joseph, the stepfather of Jesus, is a Master World Leader of the Sacred Covenants of Fatherhood. Mother Mary is a Mother of Jesus, Master World Leader of Sacred Covenants of Motherhood. St. Jude, Master World Leader of Intercessory Sacred Covenants between individuals and God to shift their contracts. For example, in the case of just plain lost causes, this person was born under that life path. Life path doesn't work, doesn't have anything to do with who they are, and nothing is working for their life, right? So we're going to put them under St. Jude and move them into a new life contract. So do you see what I mean? But always these people are in charge of a type of living arrangement. Or, you know, I'm very close to Maitreya. I love Maitreya. Maitreya is a Master World Leader of the mental bodies of humanity, and he's responsible for the evolution of human paradigm. So, for example,
okay.
humanity...
I want you to hold that thought, because it's time for our second and last commercial break. And we'll come right back and talk more about Maitreya. Stay tuned.
Yep.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Vox Novus, the new voice. Vox Novus, the new dimension. Vox Novus, thought and movement leaders who will share from their experience and offer tools to help us navigate our rapidly changing world. My name is Victor Furman. Join me every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio for Vox Novus, the new voice.
Mark Twain said the two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why. The why is hidden in your name. Sharon Lynn Wyeth has created a scientific way of deciphering your name to reveal your contract for this lifetime. And your name even specifies the seven areas that are subsets of your soul's overall goal. Your name identifies who you are to both yourself and others. What does your name say about you? Contact Sharon Lynn Wyeth at info@knowthename.com for your stunning name review.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to Black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
Susan goes back in time to the origination of any event that's in your life that she's helping you clear, and she pulls it through all the lifetimes. So that once it's cleared from this lifetime, it's cleared from all lifetimes. And I think that's incredible. Okay, now that we have Susan back online and hopefully that we're all clear again, Susan, go ahead and talk to us about Maitreya.
Maitreya is a master world leader of the mental bodies of humanity, and he's responsible for the evolution of human paradigms. For example, is humanity ready to understand that the world is not flat, it's round? Or is humanity ready to believe that humans are not the only beings in existence, that there are ETs among us, for example? So he's fabulous, and he guides the shift of humanity's belief systems. Absolutely fabulous. Another one that I really like is St. Christopher. He's the master world leader of the Merkava, right, our traveling bodies. Therefore, he's the master world leader for transportation systems, or as people pray to him for, safe travels. Father Time is another one. Oh, what a divine being. He is a master world leader governing Earth time for God, including the evolutionary stages for Earth and humanity. And considering all the things that we do to time, such as we draw out time, we clock time, we stagger time, we take time, we slash time, we kill time, I would say Father Time has his hands full. And so there's some fabulous other master world leaders there that have specific areas of responsibility. So I just wanted to expound on that so we didn't think it was just humanity overseeing the Akashic Records and evolution fulfillment.
Okay, can we go back to our personal guide? Does everybody have at least, well, everybody has, the majority of people have two master guides or two regular guides for themselves? What's normal from what you're doing when you're working with your client?
Oh, well, you know, look, I'll go through a few of them real quick, okay? A little boy on Earth may have an average of 26 guardian angels. Also, they frequently have divas and angelics of computers, maybe 5 to 10 each. And maybe they might have a biologist or a chemist as a guide, even if they're 2.5 to 5, right? So you might see 50 to 60 guardian angels or guides around a little boy. You might see 16, because they have so much less, angelics around a little girl. A child between the ages of 6 to 8, they may have less. They may have 16 guardian angels guiding the body, but maybe they have 2 reading instructors and two English instructors and a camping instructor. Plus, they have they might have Jesus around them as a master world leader. A child around 15 to 24, they've got a lot of guardian angels, but maybe they also have some addiction specialist angels so that they don't walk down that road. They may have time management specialists. They may have guardian angels that teach them how to take care of homes. Maybe they are learning to be a contractor. Yes? As someone who might be 48, for example, a male in the age of 48 or a female may have 4 to 6 guardian angels and a gold ray angelic or silver ray angelic. And then in their field, maybe they have 4 to 6 telecommunication guides and 3 computer guides and 2 red ray guides. And maybe they even have a violet force guide, because they're maybe overseeing the repair and the maintenance of medical equipment, right? Say someone who is in retirement, 65 or 70, they may have less, maybe 10 or 12 angelics guarding the body. But in terms of, they may, because they've reached an age of mastery, they may have King's Council around them. Maybe they are overseeing tremendous investment accounts.
Hey, you just disappeared on me, Susan.
Management guides, because they are tutoring and nurturing young CPA talent or financial advisor talents underneath them, right? There are others that I wanted to get to because they're a little different and they're really fun. We don't think of them as guides, but they are. They are their ancient realm guidance of the wee people in the fairy realm variety, such as hobbits. You know, hobbits are guides of knowledge and of knolls and groves. places like that and people that are land guardians for that type of land. Dwarfs are guardians of forests and woods, and many people have dwarf guidance because they are wardens of certain areas, right? Others may have elves. For example, elves are incarnated divas and kings of land masses, and they hold historical memories of specific plant and land masses of Earth. Some have merpeople who are guardians of oceans and seas and plant and sea and animal life. And they also may oversee divas of plant and sea and animal life that of the sea, right? So sometimes I'll have a client that has a mermaid guide, or I'll have a client that has an elf guide. Maybe they're a client that might own, you know, 42 acres of land in Ireland. And that land has a forestry and a golf course on it. Well, those areas well may come under the responsibilities of people that are elves that know the history there and are guiding that individual on how to honor the history of that land. Yes? So
all of this is just so fascinating because there's such a variety of guides that some of us may have not even considered before.
Exactly. Oh, I tell you, I love it. Sometimes you walk into a nursery, and if you look carefully, you realize half of the people that are working at the nursery are literally of the fairy kingdom. They're fairies and pixies, and they are just shifted into human form, and they work wonderfully with real little kids. They understand.
Oh, that is so cute. So, Susan, tell us how we can get a hold of you. How can people reach you?
You can reach me by emailing me at susan@soulwealth.com, susan@soulwealth.com. Or you can go to my website, soulwealth.com. And on my website, you can call my number. And I am on Eastern Standard Time. Remember, I live on an island off the coast of Maine. So Eastern Standard Time for phone calls is much preferred. All right. But
okay.
I am easily reachable.
Thank you so much for once again being with us. Sharing your knowledge is always incredible and always appreciated. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you so much for having me. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Take care now.
Next week, we have J.J. Dewey on with us. Now, J.J. has written quite a few books. You can see his first book for free on his website, freeed.com, if you want to look at the Initiate series. JJ is a master teacher here on the earth, and I'm just delighted he's going to be taking time out of his schedule to join us next week. So please join us again, and hopefully we'll have all the technical issues worked out by next week, and so appreciate your patience. This is Sharon Lynn Wyatt closing down for again another week. And again, we always close with The Shine by Dee Lore. Thank you. And this is Sharon Lynn Wyatt signing off.
Gazing in the mirror, an image of an angel smiling back at her. No wounds or imperfections, just beauty and its glory. a reflection of her soul. Of her, the light slightly dimmed, her reflection unseen, and all that she knew, and all that would be, it vanished like the sun rays on a shimmering sea.